The rare look inside the secretive and abusive polygamous sect controlled by Warren Jeff. He's behind bars now, but two of his nephews are speaking out about how they escaped the church. ABC's Cecilia Vega has the story.
We are entering the notorious community ruled by Warren Jeffs. Even though we're on a public road, the message is clear. We are not welcome here.
So did they do that because of us?
Yeah.
Our every move watched.
See the top of that flagpole?
Mm-hmm.
That's a camera.
And someone's watching that camera right now.
Yeah.
We're watching them watching us.
Brothers Matt and Zach are two of Jeff's many nephews, flesh and blood of the convicted polygamist, and now his worst enemy.
He's using God's name to brainwash people.
You say brainwash. You think these people that you grew up with are brainwashed?
Yeah. I was brainwashed, where I was terrified of leaving the community.
They broke free from this FLDS community, where the belief is men with more wives are more likely to go to heaven.
My dad has 9 wives and around 62 kids.
Now they are returning for the first time.
You're a little nervous about this.
The family will just look at us differently, like we are the most wicked people on earth.
Come on, come on, get in.
They are part of a group of formerly faithful on a mission to help others who may want to get out too.
Is Warren Jeffs a prophet?
No.
What is he?
They claim he is, but he's not.
He's a psychopath that's in prison for life.
It is a real-life drama playing out on the new TLC show, Breaking the Faith.
I overheard the girls in church talking about how they wanted to lead the crew. I wanted to lead too, but I was afraid to say anything.
Why doesn't a girl who's 20, 21 years old just get up and go?
They don't know where to go.
The only thing they know is their bedroom, the kitchen, and the laundry room. And that's it. That is all they know.
They say Warren Jeffs, serving life in prison for sexually assaulting young girls, still calls the shots from behind bars.
There's been no marriages.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's the only one that can do the marriages. They can't have kids right now either.
He controls that?
Yeah.
Has anybody actually had a child since he left?
Not that I know.
For Good Morning America, Cecilia Vega, ABC News, Hilldale, Utah.
Boy, that is fascinating and chilling stuff. And there's going to be a lot more of Cecilia's report tonight on Nightline.